Now then, boys and girls, last week we saw how our Lord Jesus Christ was brought to the place called Calvary, and how they crucified him, how they put him up onto that cross that he might hang there until he died. While our Lord was on the cross, you remember, the people were going past the cross, and they were saying some terrible things against our Lord Jesus Christ. And there were two thieves, we read, who were crucified with the Lord, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Both of those men, you remember, were accusing our Lord and speaking against our Lord, until there came that point where one of them was struck with what he saw in Jesus Christ being crucified. And he made that famous prayer, you remember, "Lord," he said, "remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And of course, our Lord Jesus Christ replied, "This day," he said, "thou shalt be with me in paradise." Now, what took place after that, after the incident, we would call it, with the penitent thief, the thief who repented of his sins and found the forgiveness of Jesus Christ? What happened after that is really very frightening in a sense. Our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that incident with the penitent thief, the people walking past, all of that went on until 12 o'clock in the afternoon, or 12 noon as we would say. And then the Bible tells us that from 12 o'clock there was a darkness over all the earth until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For 3 hours there was a terrible darkness descended on the whole world. And you can imagine then when that darkness came down at that place called Calvary where Christ was being crucified, then be sure of this, boys and girls, those men and women who were passing by the cross and shouting those terrible things at the Lord, they wouldn't have been doing that anymore, because a terrible dread, terrible fear would have snatched their hearts, because they wouldn't have known what was happening. And then at the end of that period, at the end of those 3 hours, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Bible says that our Lord Jesus Christ cried out with a loud voice, and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And you remember again, boys and girls, that our Lord Jesus Christ had come into the world in order to die for sinners, in order to take their sin on himself. And the Bible says that God can't look on sin. And what we're to understand is that when our Lord Jesus Christ then took our sin upon himself to die on the cross, as it were, God turned away from him. And so our Lord Jesus Christ cried out and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But then after he had said that, then he said something very, very different. He said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And the Bible says that when Jesus had said those last words on the cross, then he gave up the ghost. He died. Now he died. He gave up his own life. Because you remember when he was before Pontius Pilate said to him, "Do you not realize that I have authority either to release you, to let you go, or to put you to death?" And Jesus said, "You could have no authority against me at all unless it was given you. But," he said, "I have authority, or I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again." And our Lord Jesus Christ had done all that God had given him to do, to bear our sins on the cross. And now that he had done that, and God had granted forgiveness to everyone who would believe in Jesus' name, then our Lord Jesus Christ simply gave up the ghost. And he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." Now, a couple of other things happened. First of all, the centurion, the man who was the leader of the soldiers who were at the cross, he looked at what he saw and all that he heard, and he uttered these famous words also. He said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." And he was right, because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is God the Son. He had become as a man in order that he might suffer and die. But that centurion was right when he said, "Surely this man was more than a man. He was the Son of God." And then this happened as well. The leaders of the Jewish people came to Pontius Pilate and they said, now look, the next day is the Sabbath day. And we can't allow people to hang on the cross dead on the Sabbath day. Send out an order to those soldiers at the cross to break the legs of those three men on the cross and to put them into their graves. Now they came out, and what they would do, a very, very cruel thing, but you remember when people were crucified, they hung on the cross, and there was a little platform on the cross as well where they rested their heels. And they would come out and they would break the legs of those people who hadn't died, because people could hang on the crosses for 3 or 4 or 5 days even, suffering on the cross. And they came to the first thief and they broke his legs and he died. He fell and everything collapsed and he died. And then the second thief. And then they came to Jesus. But Jesus was dead already, because as he said, no man takes my life from me. I give it up of myself. And when they took the word back to Pilate and said that Jesus was dead already, Pilate was amazed that that should have taken place. And then into Pilate's judgment hall, there came two men. One was called Joseph of Arimathea, and the other one was called Nicodemus. You remember how Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and asked him what he must do to enter the kingdom of heaven. And they came and they asked, in fact the Bible says, they begged Pilate that he would give them the body of Jesus in order that they might bury the body of the Lord in Joseph of Arimathea's new tomb. Pilate gave the body to them, and they came with some of the women and they took the body of the Lord down from the cross. And they wrapped it up in some cloths, as they did in those days, and they anointed it with all kinds of perfumes and spices. And then they took the body of the Saviour away, and they laid him in the new tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And so our Lord Jesus Christ is dead. But is he? Is Jesus dead? No, indeed. And in 3 days, he is going to rise again from the dead. And the Bible, he says of himself, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And as we come to worship God through Jesus Christ, it's because our Lord Jesus Christ indeed died on the cross and was buried. But on the 3rd day, he rose again, and then he would ascend to God, go back to God. And now he is in the presence of God for all who believe in him. Next week we'll see how our Lord rose from the dead, and then the many great things that happened before he went back to his Father in heaven again.